I know not who I am, but whoever that is, they don't rest on their laurels. Shortly after my uncomfortable welcome to the city of Troika, I sought work delivering supplies to the mysterious city beneath, along with a side job collecting Kruur. I have unexplained familiarity with Kruur, a glistening blood-red stone imbued with glorious magics. Perhaps that familiarity will explain itself before long.
And welcome back to Midtown Mythos. So.
Presents Heart/Troika.
Yes. Or as I've been subtly dubbing it in the episode notes of so far last episode and this one, Heart of Troika. That is the arc name, and I'm tickled with it because I went through like 75 iterations of it before landing on that one, which you would think it would have been easy. Heart of Troika. There's only one letter in between, but I was stupid and overcomplicated it. Anyway.
You mean two letters? Of generally has two letters.
Did I say letters? I meant words.
Okay, yes. You said letters. Yeah.
One stupid, glorious little word.
One word, two letters, three holes.
I'm now disgusted. I feel like this is a two girls, one cup joke. And
I don't know. I just wanted to say three something and holes sounded funny.
You made it porn. Yeah, you made it porn. Good job. Well, at least we're already marking all the episodes as explicit anyway, so it doesn't hurt anything in the big picture.
This is not a family show.
No. So, trying to remember, when we last left off, where were you at?
Well, I had just I had just succeeded in all my hopes and dreams.
You had sexed up the fish man?
I remember. See, you're the one making things porny over here and talk about having sex with fishmen.
Hey, you had already porned it up. I'm just joining that party.
You're just getting an erection?
Totally, yeah. Just a big drippy fish erection.
Ew. Why'd you have to make it weird?
Why'd you have to make it weird? You named holes.
Naming open holes. This bottle of emergency whiskey for me. I need it now.
Naming holes with Bran and Null. Ooh, that kind of rhymes.
No,
oh god, I called. Can't open
see that motherfucker is on there. Get your pliers.
Who needs a bottle opener when you can have a bottle opener, aka pliers?
Want to get a good grip on that? Yeah.
Now he's got an erection for realsies. He's so proud of himself. Okay, don't spill whiskey on my computer.
Oh yeah, would you like to tell the audience about your computer?
Oh, I got a computer, a new one.
A new shiny boy.
Spent too much money on it. Can you hand me the cap? Oh, or put it over there. Yeah. It's a gaming laptop. So as required by law, it has a keyboard that changes colors, and then it's also got a really high resolution, so I can see things brighter, more clearly.
I can see clearly now, the pixels are gone. I can see all Minecraft shit in my way.
Yeah, seriously, I spent all this money so I could, so that the pixels in Minecraft could be prettier.
She spent all this money so that the poppies in Minecraft would be prettier.
And also in Reaper, look at the arm recording button, and also come over here.
You've shown me.
Well,
I don't need to see it again. Fine. I'm making a shot for myself of two things that don't go together.
Yes, I see apple and sour apple and Midori. That's interesting.
Keep telling the audience about your record armature button.
It's red. The end.
I'm now up to 5 shots. So I'm going to stop now before I actually fucked up and unable to run this game.
Smart.
I know, right? Every now and then I have good ideas. So anyway, you were dealing with the fish man. You had managed to get him back home.
And yeah.
That's all I remember.
And then I went to the alchemist. Or was that?
That was definitely before. I remember that.
Okay, yeah. So I got to go out to get the Kruur, this red stone.
So there was nothing, you left the dude's house and we called it there? I can't remember.
I think so.
Okay.
Unless you want to say I just found the stuff, this Kruur.
Oh, no. You don't just magically find it, no.
Nope, you gotta go find that shit.
Yeah, that's not much of a game. It's just like, hey, did I find this stuff? Yeah, you found this stuff. Okay. And then I talked to the guy. Yeah, you talked to the guy.
Yeah.
The end. Good session.
Now, valuably, this game involves a lot less rolling than Mythos does by nature, so I'm trying to get my head out of the space of constantly making you roll.
Okay.
It's a struggle. But, on the flip side, no, it's not as easy as, oh, you do the thing, and then you do the thing. No, you actually have to, like, talk and think and hustle.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that, thinking.
All right, it's hard, man. It's hard. So, speaking of things that are hard,
back to talking about porn again.
No, actually, I'm talking about the fortress walls that make up the border of the town. Those are also hard.
Okay.
Because they're made of stone.
In the last episode, you said that the door to get out to where I want to be is right next to the alchemist place.
Yes.
So I'm going to go there.
All right. And there is a large fort door.
Like a portcullis or just like a big wooden door?
A big wooden door. I mean, it used to be a big wooden door. It looks like it's had to be patched together with other shit, a lot of wood, but also a few pieces of stone, some metal. It's a patchwork job.
Okay.
It's not pretty, but it's functional, largely functional. And has to be opened and closed manually by a team of four men. So they look you up and down. You are, of course, in just your very basic gear with your cutesy little sword and your stank liquor. That's on your inventory
list. I do not remember that.
It's on the inventory, along with the fact that you owe Robert Courier 25 silv.
Mm.
Anyway, you are heading out. They seem very surprised by this. They are like, what?
And I say, yeah, I've been sent to fetch Kruer, and so that's just what I'm going to do.
Fair enough. They're a little surprised by it, but they don't question it too deeply. They open up that door, and you behold what looks to be a proper, normal-ish cavern. You haven't seen one of those since you first started down the steps into the city beneath.
All right, I'm going to follow along the cavern.
Okay. And as you proceed along, you encounter... At first, it seems like it's just a short passageway, like physically not tall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to duck down slightly for part of it. But then you encounter four different tunnels. Which one do you want to take? We'll just count them 1, 2, 3, or 4.
What's the difference between them?
One is on the exterior left, one is on the interior left, one is on the interior right, and one is on the exterior right. Functionally, they look identical.
Okay. Is there a way I can mark each of them as 1, 2, 3, and 4 without damaging my sword?
You could try just leaving a piece of silver in front of each one.
That sounds like a potential waste of money in case I don't come back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't really have otherwise a good way of doing that.
Are there any loose rocks around?
Not really. It's all just kind of worn down by water, it looks like.
Mm. Is it wet?
It's damp.
Mm.
Everything is damp and smells coppery.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to go down the third one.
All right, so you head down tunnel number 3, which is the interior right.
Mm-hmm.
And you encounter 4 tunnels.
Oh. I'm going to go back to the first area, and I want to go down the first tunnel.
Okay, and you encounter 4 tunnels.
What if I go down the second one?
You encounter 4 tunnels.
Okay, I'm sensing a pattern here. Okay. So, continuing down the second tunnel, I'm going to go down the second tunnel off of that.
Okay, and you encounter 4 tunnels.
Okay, I'm going to go down the second tunnel off of that.
And you find at the end a pool of water. You're not sure how deep it is. It's okay. Got a not quite wine color to it.
Well, definitely not going to touch that. Does it smell like wine?
No, it smells like copper.
Probably blood, then.
Probably.
Well, I know that Kruger is blood red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hold on. I need to look at my inventory to see if I have anything I can toss in the water. Or
I can
water
go ahead and tell you
mark.
What your inventory is, your full true inventory.
Or I could just pull it out of my notebook right here, as like I've just done just now.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure that there were things I was jotting down on here that you don't have written down.
Okay.
Because of the lines.
I have Blackish Seed, Sword, Couriers, 65, 25 is the number I meant to say, 25 Silv, and Liquor.
Yep. You also have a crude map, 17 Silv that are your own, and looks like that's it.
Okay. I want to pour a drop of the liquor in the water.
Okay. And it's weird because you can see the drop of liquor hit the water, and you can see it sink down. It almost looks like a gob of oil in normal clear water, and then it just kind of sinks down too far for you to keep seeing it and keep track of it.
Okay. Didn't somebody tell me about when I'm traveling this area, I gotta, like, picture what I want?
Kind of. It wasn't so much picture what you want as feel. You have to feel your way through.
Okay. What am I feeling right now?
What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like this is probably not where I want to be, and there's probably something wrong with that water.
Okay. Well, then that's what you're feeling.
Okay. That's not helpful.
Unfortunately, no, but it does tell me a lot about sort of the direction that things are going to keep going, but...
I want to try a different tunnel.
Okay. So you backtrack. How far back do you want to go?
Just into the previous room that before the one that led me here.
Okay.
And I want to go to... Because I believe that would have been the second tunnel. I want to try the fourth tunnel off of that one.
Okay. You go down the fourth tunnel. And it seems to just go on and on and on and get tighter and tighter. But you can see this narrow pinprick of light somewhere ahead. But you're not sure how far ahead that is or how much tighter the tunnel is going to get.
Hmm.
At a certain point, you're down on your hands and knees. And you can feel it sort of closing in where you're kind of scraping your elbows a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel your hands getting raw because they're sliding on the slick rocks.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go back and try the third one.
Okay. You make your way back. And you go through the third one. And you find yourself in... what looks like this perfect spherical room. There's, like, no edges. And you can just barely, like, if you take a run at the hole that you just came out of, you can still kind of get to it. And then there's another hole on the other side that's pitch black. You're not sure how far it goes, but it's the same size as the other one, so at least it's not a narrower, shittier tunnel. So there's just this weird... perfectly spherical room.
Wait, I'm missing why I would have to run at the previous door, the one I just came out of.
Because it's just, the room is just large enough and it's just high up enough where you can't just casually walk up to it because the sphere sides are perfectly
gotcha.
Smooth
so
and
I, like,
slick.
I went through the doorway and just kind of slid down into the sphere.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's perfectly spherical and it's frankly kind of in its own weird way, awe-inspiring.
Okay. Okay, I want to try to get through the darkened doorway.
Okay. You hustle up to that, and you clear into it, and you're kind of making your way along, and you catch this whiff of... it smells almost like fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're making your way along, you find yourself in this... it looks almost like a greenhouse, except the glass isn't glass. It's all made of, well, almost looks like frosted panels of ice.
Hmm.
Yeah. And everything in the greenhouse, it looks like it's all normal fruits and plants, but they've all been, like, mangled into tiny, tiny pieces.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is this a particularly cold area?
A little bit. It's not that much colder than the rest of this giant underground space.
So I don't know what's causing the ice to stay ice?
No.
It's not melting?
No.
Hmm. Is there any doors leading off of this area?
Yeah, there's a frosted glass panel on the other side of the room.
Okay, I want to try to go through that.
Okay. You open it without any issue, and you find yourself in what feels like it might be the same field as before when you first stumbled down into the city beneath.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could you describe that field for me again?
It seems to go on, and there are these scrubby, short plants all over the place. As you go further in, the scrubby, short plants, they're taller, and it seems to be about waist height.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really hear anything. You don't smell anything other than just faint, like, scent of dust. The part that really messes with you is that you feel wind down here.
Hmm. Can I find my way back to the way I got out to this field?
What do you mean?
You said I ended up in a field that looked like the same field I'd been in before. Can I find my way back to how I got into this field?
Oh, you mean through the greenhouse?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and give it a random roll. That kept rolling for a really weirdly long time. I'm gonna say yes, you do manage to find your way back over to the... I'm going to call it a ice house instead of a greenhouse.
Okay.
You find your way back to the ice house door.
Isn't ice house like a shitty beer?
I think so.
Oh, no.
I'll repeat that again over the dice. I think so.
Okay. I think it is. I don't drink beer, but I feel like that's one I've seen at the gas station.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure ice house means something else as well. I'm pretty sure it's a term that Canadians use, but I forget what it means, because I haven't lived there in almost 25 years. No, almost 20 years, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute.
I had to redo my math. I've been drinking. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Okay, I want to go through the greenhouse and try to find my way back to where I started in this cavern.
Okay. You make your way back through the greenhouse. You go back into that weird little tunnel. But as you're going through the tunnel, instead of finding yourself back in that spherical room, instead you find yourself in what looks almost like a cellar area, almost like a wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing on the shelves.
Does it look like it's disused or just empty?
Yeah, it looks disused. That said, it's not like there's spider webs, but there's this... You know the smell of a place that hasn't been lived in a while?
Uh-huh.
It's got that smell,
just too. Just that staleness?
Yeah.
How did I get into the cellar? From, like, the outside or from, like, the inside?
The tunnel led directly into the cellar.
Okay. What's the way out of the cellar? Only the way back I came? Or is there another way out?
There's a set of stairs. They're rickety wooden steps leading up out of the cellar to a small wooden hatch.
Okay, I want to take those stairs.
Okay. You make your way up the steps, and you open that hatch. And ahead of you, going straight up, is a cobblestone, like, tunnel directly upward, and there are narrow little handholds in the walls of the tunnel.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go up the handholds.
Okay. Go ahead and... Let me see here. You can either give me an endure roll or a delve roll.
Do the numbers next to them mean anything? I have one delve and two endure.
No, that's just the fact that they are skills that you possess.
Okay.
They don't act. The numbers don't actually mean anything other than just numbering the fact that you have them.
Okay. I'm going to do delve. How many dice do I roll?
In that case, you would be, unless you can justify with other things like, say, a domain, you would be rolling two dice.
I don't know, this feels a bit desolate.
So let me go ahead and read what desolate actually is. Wastelands and abandoned towns.
Feels like an abandoned cellar.
I'll grant you that it does feel like an abandoned cellar, so go ahead and make it 3d10 then.
Okay.
And remember, you're only telling me the highest number that you roll.
Okay. I'm also going to move this mic cord. I'm going to attempt to move the mic cord. The mic cord is not going to...
You can try rotating the thingamabob.
You know what? Stop saying obvious things. There. What's this one? 6 is the highest thing I rolled.
Okay. And I just need to double check one other thing. Okay. So this is going to be success at a cost. You succeed, but you take some stress. That is, in this case, a good thing.
Okay. You never relinquished a pencil to me today. And where do I write down my stress?
Let me see here. One second. So, for stress, I am going to be rolling a lovely die for you. That is a 2, and let's slap that on blood.
Okay, so I got 2 blood and 3 psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because the next trick is I'm going to roll this, and as long as this is not... Yeah, as long as this does not end up lower than the stress, then all is good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a 5. So you're still fine.
Yay!
Yep. So in this case, that would signify that... The idea of stress is that something negative has happened that has made this an unpleasant experience. It could have caused you to fail, but in this case, it was just really unpleasant. The stones... were hot.
Ah, they're hot, so I had to go like, ah, fast.
Yeah, you're like, ah, ah, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So you're hustling up this little stone tunnel, and you notice that the air is getting really thick, and you poke your head out the top, and you realize that you've been hustling up a chimney.
Hmm.
Yes.
That would explain the hot rocks.
Yeah. And you tumble down onto this... thatch roof, and then you tumble through the thatch roof, and you find yourself in this little cottage.
Oh, interesting. I do recall the alchemist mentioning a cottage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I might be in the right place at long last.
Possibly.
By pure luck.
So there's a fire in mm-hmm. the cottage. Sorry, my throat just got really tight for a second. That was weird.
Don't die.
Shush. Anyway, so there's a small fire roaring in the fireplace, just, well, not really roaring, but crackling.
Mm-hmm.
There is a mat in the corner that is supposed to be a bed,
mm-hmm.
but it looks wildly uncomfortable. There is a chair in the other corner. And then there is a very basic, like, wooden, not even really a door. It's, like, a series of, like, planks that are just, like, strapped together sitting in front of an entryway.
Okay. So you said there's a roaring fire.
I corrected myself. Just small crackling fire.
Okay. Does everything else look... recently used? Does it look disused? I mean, what's the general state of things?
Passively visited or passively lived in shithole? I can go ahead and tell you that a lot of the stuff down here is not going to follow logical rules. Because, no, it doesn't have to. That's just sort of me as GM giving you a heads up that if you overthink this, you're just going to hurt your own brain.
Okay. I'm going to call out. Hello, is anybody there?
You don't hear anything.
Okay. Are the planks that make the front door, are they on hinges, or is it just something you would just pick up and move out of the way if you're going through?
Just something you pick up and move.
Okay, I'm going to go step out of the cottage. What do I see?
You are in what looks like a... trying to think how to describe it. Imagine if all the foundations for a town were, like, not built, but at least, like, established, and then the town was never built, except for this one stupid cabin.
Hmm.
Or cottage, really.
Right. Okay, yeah, so I'm gonna wander around and look. Do I see any crewer?
No. You are in a little shit town. Without a town actually being there.
Hmm. What was it the alchemist said? Something about the edge of the stone. Don't listen to the voices in the cottage.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna keep wandering this weird little town.
Okay. You are
not doing... town, I guess, because it's just foundations.
The untown.
The untown, yeah.
So you do yourself a little wander, and you do eventually find that at the very edge is this... Bear with me when I say this. A waterfall of brick.
So, is this a waterfall of brick, meaning that there is in fact no water, but just brick falling the way a waterfall would... Or is it a waterfall of brick wherein instead of stone as the foundation for the waterfall, it is brick? Or is the answer yes?
Both, yes.
Okay.
you reach the edge of the town, and the bricks are just kind of flowing out over the edge, and instead of being stone, there's brick, and instead of being water, there's brick, and it's all falling into a tidal pool of brick. And then down to the bottom is a cabin. And it looks a lot like the cabin that you just fell through, but it doesn't feel the same.
Is it brick?
No, it's not, but it is old stone.
Okay. So you said it's in the tidal pool of brick?
It's next to the tidal pool.
Okay. So the brick, as it falls into the tidal pool, does the tidal pool seem to be filling up or no?
No, it seems to be flowing somewhere else beneath the surface. So there's a nice little pool of brick at the bottom of a waterfall of brick, lined with brick, falling off of a town made almost entirely just of a flat layer of brick.
Hmm.
Brick, brick, brickety brick.
Seems highly unusual. I'm going to go knock on the door to this cottage.
Well, first you need to make your way down.
Fine. I will make my way down to this cottage, and then I will knock on the door.
So you're saying that you want to make your way down?
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and I'm homebound?
Then you'll need to give me a roll, and you can involve, of course, the standard D10, and then also an additional D10 for Delve.
And can't I involve a third one? Because this area seems pretty desolate to me!
Unfortunately, no.
But it is, though. It's desolate. It's an abandoned town.
No. It's an unmade town. The town was never made.
Okay, well, a brick waterfall feels pretty occult to me, so there.
It's not, though. That falls under cursed.
You're cursed.
Yes, to deal with you. Good try.
Okay, I'm going to roll my 2d10 then. And the highest thing I rolled is a 7.
Oh, see?
Number 7.
Yeah, you're fine then. So that does still take some stress, but it should be fine. Yep, that was a 1, so.
So now I'm at 3 blood?
Or
3-4 psyche?
We'll go ahead and put that a 1 on supplies, just to keep it spread out a little bit.
Okay.
If you're cool with that. If you'd rather be on blood, you can put it on blood.
That won't be necessary.
But I figure as long as you keep it spread out a little bit, it should be fine, should help to keep things sort of from building up too much on you?
Sure.
So we'll say that takes up the rope and that the rope gets beat to shit by the bricks and part of it snaps or something like that.
Okay.
Cool.
So is that the only rope I had?
No. Supplies is not a...
Specifics? It's just like once you run out of supplies, you run out of supplies, but it's not gonna nickel and dime you on what they are?
Kind of, no. It's more, supplies is more, supplies in this case is almost like a form of health, kind of like blood or psyche. There's a reason it can take stress. As long as it's doing fine, then you're going to have supplies. Once you take fallout, then maybe you're out of rope, or maybe you had your supplies too close to a campfire and now your supplies have burned. Some shit like that happens.
Okay.
The idea of the game is not to harass you with petty bullshit, but instead to actually craft a tale of people going on an adventure.
Okay.
Yeah. So I try to stick as much to the spirit of it as possible, and I know that I'm a pain in the ass, but mm-hmm. I'm your curse, just as you are mine. So we're cursed to deal with each other.
Yes, we are.
That's friendship for you.
Yep. All right, yeah, so I'm down down by this tidal pool, by this cottage. I want to knock on the door.
Yep. So the tidal pool is pretty loud, but...
I can imagine.
You're surprised that you can hear your knock, like, reverberate through the cottage really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because the cottage doesn't seem that big. And... there aren't windows, but there's, of course, cracks around this actual proper door. This one has a proper door. But there's darkness around the edges until you knocked. And then there was a ton of light. And you can hear a lot of activity on the inside. And you hear this voice, this very deep, like, baritone man. Saying, yes, yes, come in, come in. And you can hear music, and you think you can smell sausage cooking over the fire.
What was the message from the alchemist again? Don't trust the voices from the cottage?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna not trust these voices from this cottage.
Probably a smart call. So you know that this is probably related to what the alchemist said, so... what else had the alchemist said?
Something about the edge of the stone.
Oh, interesting. The edge of the stone. Like maybe cobblestone or maybe brick?
I would not think of brick as stone, but that's just me.
Hey, that was me last episode. Kept me a little slack. Noel is ADHD and Noel speaks in the third person now and Noel makes mistakes and also has to retcon shit.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Noel is barely managing to keep shit together while trying to get comfortable with a new game and also trying to handhold you through the first few episodes of a new game.
Okay, I'm gonna ready my sword and carefully open the door.
Okay. You very carefully open that door with your sword in hand. And as the door opens, you catch this beautiful whiff of sausage. And you can see inside, there's this like little makeshift band playing some music, and it all looks to be people that are like beat to hell, but they're travelers, and they're playing music together, and there's some people who have stabbed sausages and sure enough are cooking them over a fire, and there's this guy who has this barrel of ale, and he is filling these little like hand-assembled mugs like with this ale. They're like banded together with straps, and it's all like barely like held together wood, and he's filling these little mugs, and he's like, yeah, come on in, yes, and he's like holding up a mug out to you.
Am I in the cottage at this point, or am I still in the
doorway? No, you just opened the door.
Okay, how far away is he?
He is about 20 feet away inside the cabin itself, or cottage itself.
Don't know if I want to go that far into the cottage. I call out to him, what is this place?
It's a refuge in the middle of nowhere. I built it 5-10 years ago. Now I lose track of time down here. It flows different than up there. And I gather the supplies I can. Whenever travelers pass through with their supplies, they pitch in, and we just hunker down here and make the best of a bad place.
I gesture to the brick waterfall, and I say, why here? Why next to the bricks?
The cottage was easier to build here. More supplies.
Didn't you say it wasn't made out of brick?
It's made out of stone.
I don't trust it. I'm gonna step back outside and close the door.
I didn't know you had gone inside.
I hadn't gone inside, but I was like kind of standing in the door frame, but I'm gonna move out of the door frame and then close the door is what I mean.
Okay. All of the lights suddenly go out.
Yeah, that's sus. I don't like it.
So what would you like?
I'm gonna go around the cottage. What do I see? Like, how big is it? Did it look... Is it bigger on the inside?
You honestly really can't tell from out here.
Hmm.
It's like, if the dimensions are different on the inside, it's so subtle that you're just not really registering it.
Mm-hmm.
But as for what's around it, it seems to be a lot of sand. You're seeing a lot of sand, like, out on the edges around. It seems like you're on the edge of almost a desert, which is a little weird.
Hmm.
Of course, you also just watched the house's lights all go out at the same time after you closed the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was moments ago full of people. So.
But then before that, it was nothing.
Yep. So, it's all very weird. What do you trust? What don't you trust?
What happens if I open the door without knocking first?
You open the door, and there is lights, there's the fire, there's sausage, there's ale, there is music, there's laughs, there's, oh good, you've come back.
And then I close the door again.
There is screaming and flames, and the thatch roof is now on fire.
Well, I didn't do that.
Didn't you, though? Everything you do resorts in fire. Resorts? Results. All resorts result in fires. And all because of Bran.
Sounds about right. I'm gonna go check out the desert, but I don't want to go too far. No, so we're contemplating rolling.
Can you pass me one of your D10s for a second?
Catch? Oh, I thought I did a nice throw, too.
I have, like, no depth perception.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, it's weird. My brain is a bitch. And I just need to check one other. And beautiful. Okay. Here is this back.
Okay. Not going to throw it?
I don't trust my ability to throw things either.
So what'd you do to me just now? Why did that require my die? Or is it because you don't have any D10s out?
I don't have any D10s out currently.
I thought perhaps you were like, haha, well, your dice did this.
No. Normally I won't ever need D10s, but I'm realizing that I should have one anyway.
Just for shits and giggles?
No, because of luck. Yeah, because occasionally your luck will spontaneously alter things. And I decided to do a luck roll of sorts on your behalf.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I can't very well tell you what your luck actually does, or where the numbers are. Because your luck has their own numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, there it is.
Nifty.
Yeah. So, in this case, you just get this feeling as you're about to start trudging through the sand, even just a little bit. Somewhere in your heart of hearts, you just get this feeling, no! And okay. You just sort of stop and retract your foot and put it back down next to your other foot. And go, maybe I should hold off on that for a minute.
Okay. Okay, I don't go to the desert then. I go back over to where the bricks are, and I'm gonna... Can I grab a brick?
You mean out of the tidal pool?
Yes. Or...
Yeah. Okay. You're now holding a brick. It's kind of rough and smells kind of weird, and you're pretty sure it's not made of clay.
Okay. When you say it smells weird, what does it smell like?
You're not sure, but it doesn't smell nice.
Okay. Does it feel like I could throw it pretty well? Does it feel like a good throwing brick?
It's not a bagel, but sure. I finally reached the episodes where he started throwing bagels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a little confusing and disorienting. I was like, where the fuck did these come from?
Yeah, but all right. Well, that's Robert in a nutshell. We're referring to, of course, Behind the Bastards.
Which... Don't say of course as if everyone else knows.
Well, everybody should know. Because it's ostensibly, it is a show about all the worst people through history, but really it's about machetes and bagels. And cutting bagels with machetes.
And also one pump, one cream.
Oh, yeah. One pump, one cream.
Yeah. It's the motto by which I live my life.
There is no other way in which to live.
This is the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've got a... throwing brick in your hand.
Okay. I want to throw it at this weird cottage. Does anything happen?
flames lick out the window. And
you said it didn't have windows. Does it have windows now?
Now it has windows, sure. It had a window. Now the window is gone. It's replaced by more stone.
Okay.
Not much happens. Okay. There's fire, and the screaming is gone.
Okay.
Except for the screaming coming from me, as you ask questions like, I throw the brick at the cottage, what happens?
I throw the bagel at the cottage, what happens?
Nothing. Why are you still paying attention to the cottage?
How big is this tidal pool at the bottom of the waterfall?
I'll say about 30 feet across.
30 feet across. Can I check along the edges of all of it, see if I find any crew there, see if this is the edge of the stone that was being referred to?
I'm going to go ahead, and because I can't very well make you roll to do vision, like in the other game that I'm trying really hard not to refer back to continuously, I'm going to just, as GM, grab your head and turn it towards the base of the waterfall, where you notice that behind the bricks, where it's not too difficult to reach to, but you wouldn't have noticed it from on top of the fucking cliff, behind the brick is lined with crew.
Welcome to our new podcast, Behind the Bricks, where we bring you the very worst bricks throughout history. We talk about the bricks that made up the Berlin Wall, the bricks that... Okay, I'm out of bricks. It's a short show. Really, probably could have just been a special.
The bricks that were thrown in the beer hall putsch.
That's a good one.
There
that's
you go. No, those were bad ones. You got it mixed up. You already
yes.
fucked
Well, yes.
Up. Jesus Christ. I'm assuming that you want to go and try and collect some crew?
Yes. I would like to not get hit by a brick. And will I be able to access this crew without getting hit by a brick?
Should be reasonably doable. You'll need to do a delve roll, I would think.
Okay.
I'm not going to include the trick of how do you actually pry it from the wall. I'm going to just assume that's in the supplies.
Yeah.
But if you fail, it can either be a blood fail or a supplies fail. So we'll let you decide what you want to do.
Okay. And I rolled two of these, right?
You know what? I'll also let you roll for occult.
Oh, that makes sense. Ooh. Ooh! Nine.
Nine? Let me double check here. Succeed with no stress.
Yay!
So you managed to sort of shimmy in there, and you know just the way to sort of wedge this little hand tool in there to just pop Kruger right out of a wall.
Okay. Is there a lot of it?
There's a fair bit. Okay. I'll say that you're able to collect 7 good-sized little chunks of Kruger without, you know... bloodying yourself.
Okay. 7 chunks of Kruger. And for the audience, I don't remember if we spelled it last episode or not, because I haven't edited that one yet. Kruger is spelled C-R-U-O-R.
And it is a real word. You can Google it right now and get a spoiler as to a whole bunch of secrets.
Oh no. Oh no, Bran also knows how to use Google. I almost said Kruger.
I'm pretty sure I also told you this. But
you may have, probably.
If I didn't.
Oh, you did.
So would you like to go ahead and spoil it for the world? If I didn't last time, which I think I may have?
Kruger, noun, coagulated blood.
Ooh, gross. I wonder what it's in reference to. Now, I will mention one kind of cool thing. Kruger does not exist in either of the games that I'm drawing from.
But it does exist in another?
No, I entirely invented Kruger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kruger is my personal fucking creation in addition to the mythos of Heart, and I am proud as shit of it.
Gotcha. Because Pathfinder has a Kruger-mancer.
Fuck Pathfinder.
A subclass in Pathfinder, yada yada, they can learn any number of spells, but they need to prepare them in these battle. They specialize in one school of magic, and blah, blah, blah.
It's a blood mage.
Yeah.
Beginning and end of the exciting stupid shit.
Yeah. Infuses his necromantic magic with the power of his unique mixture of living blood and undead ichor.
Icker.
You're Icker.
No, I'm icky, not Icker. Once I am rotting, then I am Icker. But until then, I'm just Icky. I have a lovely hat.
I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
I have a lovely bunch of coconuts. I'm pretty sure that's not how that goes.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Oh, maybe it was.
Here they are, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones the size of your head. I don't know the rest of the words. Rude. Okay, anyway. So, anyway, back to what we're actually here to do. Okay, so I got a bag full of crewer.
Bag full of crewer. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yes?
Anyway, I've got a bag full of crewer.
Bag full of crewer. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And I am going to try to find my way back.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure it will not be as straightforward as just retracing my steps back, because this world is not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta feel my way back.
Mm-hmm.
What's the current state of the cottage? Is it still on fire?
No, there's smoke pouring out of the roof, as well as the chimney. As well as the hole where a window did and then didn't and then did and then didn't exist. Since I kept not making up my mind on that, apparently. But it's all dark inside now.
Okay. I want to open the door.
Okay. You open the door, and all of the lights are back, and there is a man whose face is on fire, and he says, "Oh good, you're back. Come have a pint."
I'm going to not do that. I'm going to close the door and leave.
Okay.
I'm going to head back to the town, see if I can figure out,
okay.
Town, the foundations.
Okay. Ooh, the foundations. That's a good name for that.
Yeah.
That is, even though it's going up, that's going to be a delve roll.
Mm. The untown. Six.
How many did you roll there?
Two.
Okay. So yeah, do you want to put that... Oh, let me see what that was. Okay, that was two that time. Do you want to put that towards blood or supplies?
Supplies.
Okie doke. So that is at a three. Got to do a zippity-doo roll. And you got a six. So that still looking good. Yeah. And the good news is I'm also going to ignore both of the traditional games. So once you get back to Troika and you can sort of hang out and do normal people things,
mm-hmm.
You'll be able to reduce your stress.
Okay, all three of the things?
I mean, depending on what you do, yes.
Okay. So. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just going to wander a bit through town. See what feels like the right way back.
And do snake impressions, apparently.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, you're up in the foundations,
mm-hmm.
and you were saying that you just want to try and wander around, find a way back?
I want to see what feels like the right way back, because of something I vaguely remember from last time where I got to feel my way through things.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, what are you feeling right now?
I am feeling... In real life? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I feel like up is the right way to go. This is the city beneath. So, I want to find ways that are upward.
Fair enough. Of course, by the same token, upward also brought you down here.
Stop with your logic.
Okay. All right. I like the way you feel about this, so we'll see if that pans out for you.
Okay.
So, one thing that you do know was an upward direction, since everything seems very flat where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was the chimney in the cottage that you could try climbing up.
The one where the dude was on fire, or a different one?
There was that other cottage,
okay.
The identical one in the foundations.
Okay, I want to go find that identical one.
I mean, it's not going to be hard to find. It's the only, you know, upright structure in the
community.
Okay,
I'm going to go to that cottage.
Okay. And you move the little plank door aside, and there's the flat, scrappy mat that is a bed, and there's the chair in the other corner. And for the briefest second, it looks like there's a shadow figure in that chair, but when you look, the shadow figure isn't there anymore.
Okay.
And the fire is gone completely. It's burned out. There's a few embers left, puffs of smoke still proceeding up the chimney. And you sort of lean your head down. It's a real tight fit from this angle. But you sort of lean your head down, you look, and you can still see the little handholds up and down the chimney.
Okay. All right, I'm going to climb up the chimney.
All right, you start climbing up the chimney, and I'm not going to try and be clever and describe it in a new, exciting way. I'm just going to try and describe it using old terms. You remember me mentioning how gravity kind of inverted in the barrel, and you, like, fell last season mm-hmm. through the barrel?
Yeah.
Gravity kind of does the same thing in this chimney, and it does kind of a whoop-de-doo, and you find yourself, like, pressing your hands against the hot bricks and your back against hot bricks to hold yourself in place as you find yourself falling, and you can see down below what looks to be... It looks to be either an ocean or a lake where there is, like, a storm blowing water across the surface.
And this was in the direction I was going or the direction I was coming from?
Direction you were going. You were going up, and now up is staring down into an ocean.
Okay, and what if I look at what is now down?
You mean
what if up? I look at the direction I was coming from that is now up, I should say?
That is still the embery remains of a chimney.
Okay.
Like the bottom of a fireplace.
Okay. Okay, so I want to climb down, but not all the way into this lake where there's a storm. What might be a lake where there's a storm.
Lake or ocean, you can't quite tell from here.
And I want to, like, try to see if I can poke my head out, if I can rearrange myself in a way that makes that possible without, like, falling, and see what's there.
Okay. You poke your head out, and you find that the chimney, there's smoke pouring out of the chimney around you, but it's becoming the, like, base of a storm cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain is falling past you and sweeping your hair in just this wild wave of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And a bolt of lightning shoots past, strikes the water, and illuminates something underneath, which... Again, underneath in this case is kind of above you, which is a really disorienting experience.
Mm-hmm.
But for the briefest moment, it looks like there is a squid the size of the golden barge that you rode in on.
Okay. I don't want that.
So, I would imagine not.
So I'm going to go back up this chimney.
Okay. You shimney... Shimney. You shimney down the chimney.
I shimney up the chimney.
Oh, no, the rhyme is funnier to me.
But I like chimney.
Then you go and make a chimney podcast. I'll do my shimney chimney. Anyway, so you make your way up down the chimney. Down up. Down the chimney. And you're surprised to find that there's now a fire here. And it's very hot, and you're stamping it out with your feet.
Okay.
And you shuffle out on your butt to find that you are now in this little stone lodge, and there's a beautiful armchair in front of you, and a partially burned red rug, and there's a flight of steps, and a little cellar hatch door, and a doorway in front of you. Oh, and also a pile of books in the corner.
Okay. What are the titles on the books?
Finding Your Way by Sir Arthur Morgan. Yeah.
Isn't that the guy from...
I have no idea. I picked two
Red
names.
I almost said Redhead Redemption.
There is no redemption for redheads.
Red Dead Redemption. I think the main character's name is Arthur Morgan.
Probably.
Or this is the most recent one, the second one.
I didn't play it. I didn't.
I own it. I haven't played it yet.
The only modern console I own is a Switch, and I'm surprised that it can play a fucking chiptune. So, it's not a powerful console. But yeah, no, it's... I don't know. The books have names. You're lucky that you're literate.
Okay. It's fair. In this medieval-ish time setting, fantasy setting.
Yeah.
Okay, what's through the cellar?
You open the cellar, and there are steps leading down into a very dark space that you can't see in.
Are they rickety wooden steps?
No, they're actually very nice stone steps that are, like, properly built into the side.
Okay. Do I see any food around?
No.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go up the stairs.
Do you recognize this space, by the way?
Should I?
Yes, you've been in this room before.
Oh, okay, where is it?
This is where you met Dreer Kimble.
Oh, okay. So is there Maggie at the bar? No, that's not where Dreer was.
No.
That was later.
Yeah, Dreer was in a room. His kettle was over the fire. And you saved him from cooking to death. And then you took him upstairs to an attic full of doors.
Okay.
And then through one of those doors, a green door, was Maggie and her inn. And okay. That was how you found the town.
Okay. How did I get into the place where Kimble was?
Through a door.
The front door of the place? Yes. Okay, I want to go out that door.
Okay. You go out that door, and you find yourself falling into a perfectly spherical room.
Oh. Does it look like the perfectly spherical room I was in previously?
Yes.
Okay. I want to go through the not dark door way.
Hmm?
I want to go... Previously, there had been a dark doorway and one that wasn't dark. I want to go through the one that's not dark.
Oh, now there are two wooden doors.
Oh, okay.
And you just fell out of one of them.
Okay,
And it slams shut.
Okay, I want to go through the one I didn't fall through.
Okay. You shimmy up to that one. You're barely able to grab the door handle and give it kind of a twist. And you kind of falling all over yourself, and you got to kind of scramble up to it again and climb through it. And you find yourself in... I'm trying to think how to describe what I'm picturing in my head. You know what, for the sake of time and simplicity, you stumble through that door, and you find yourself staring up a very rough incline towards a very narrow crack.
Okay. Does it remind me of the crack I came through in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I make my way up there using Delve, perhaps?
I'm not going to make you roll to climb up it.
Okay. I will climb up it without rolling, then.
You crawl through the crack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's torches on either side. And steps leading up.
I'm going to go up the stairs. Yes, sorry.
Okay. And you reach the mouth of this little cave to find that there are people there waiting up there with torches.
Like, in a grab your torches and pitchforks kind of a way? Or, like, they're waiting for their turn to go down, or what?
Neither of those, believe it or not.
Mm.
In a... You know that moment where, like... It's a moment that turns up in movies sometimes where, like, the heroes are planning to do an epic break-in on this place, and they do so, and they get into the pitch-dark room, and then suddenly the lights come on, and the quote-unquote antagonist, who actually isn't a bad guy, but he's the antagonist, quote-unquote, is just sitting there with his arms crossed, and he stands up and says, "I've been expecting you."
Ah. Did they say, we've been expecting you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's got that same energy to it.
Okay.
They're dressed in these very fine robes. And two of them are carrying torches. One of them is not carrying torches. He's got this medallion around his neck, which it looks like a perfect sphere, but it's got like this weird dotted line crossing along it in a curve, if that makes sense. And he's got no hair on his head. He's
okay.
Bald motherfucker, probably late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not saying anything. He's just staring at you and waiting for you to say something.
Are they standing between me and the exit?
I mean, you've reached the exit, but they're kind of standing between you and town.
Okay. I say, pardon me, I just need to get back to town.
Are you aware what's down there?
And I point forward, you mean the town? And then I point behind me or back there?
Down there.
A lot of strange things. Yeah.
The further down you go, the further you go from God. Don't bring things back. Okay?
Oh,
yeah. We won't stop you from going down. But don't bring hell back with you. You understand?
Right, yeah.
Good. Welcome to Troika. And they turn and they start making their way back into town.
Okay, well, that was creepy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let them get out of sight before I start heading back to town.
Okay. You start heading back through the first sort of district that is here, mm-hmm. and that's Calabash.
Uh-huh, the scary one.
Yeah. You feel watched. You feel eyes on you. But you don't think that it's the locals of this district, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You think that wherever those people just went, you think that they're still watching you from somewhere nearby.
Okay.
It's dark out right now. It's... The quote-unquote sun has set, so the giant glowing orb isn't glowing right now.
Okay.
So the sky is dark. And it's, like, pitch black out. There are no stars. The only lights are local, dimly glowing lights that cast a very cool, pale blue glow.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. I guess I want to find a inn to stay at that's somewhere around Robert's shop.
Okay. So making your way back into Pentabarn, the market district. There is a tavern slash inn. And they only charge 6 silver a night?
Okay, yeah. I want to get a room for a night.
Okie dokie. Are you going to use your silver or courier's silver?
I'm going to use my silver.
Good for you.
Be like, here's the money. I use some of it.
That would be terrible. All right.
I'd be not in accordance with the agreement I made with him.
There you go. So before you go to bed, the tavern is technically still in function and in service, and there's a nice toasty fire,
mm-hmm.
and no one's faces are on fire here.
That is a relief.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
So would you potentially like a pint of ale for 2 silv?
Am I hungry? The only thing I recall eating is, like, some fruit or something I'd bought.
For 5 silv, you could make it a full meal with a drink.
What the hell, I'll splurge. I've had a long day.
That's the spirit. And you're about to get paid, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you could make a whole industry out of this. Of course, you also have your stank liquor that you could be drinking instead of a pint of ale, but...
How did I acquire the stank liquor? I do not remember that in any way.
I can't remember if it was Dreer Kimball or who gave it to you, but someone gave you that stank liquor.
Mm. I think it might have been Dreer. Probably. When after I helped him out, he's like, here, take this.
Probably. Sounds like him.
Okay.
Mr. Stanklicker himself. I should just make that his name. Oh, I did name that town, by the way.
Yeah?
Fort Escalera.
Hmm.
Yeah. I can tell you about that later.
Okay.
But anyway. So, you have a delicious meal. It's some sausages and some greens that have been cooked for way too long in way too much water, so they're a little bit bland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... warm and it's filling.
Maybe a bread roll too.
Sure. It doesn't seem to be actual bread, but it's close enough.
Okay.
You remember you know what bread tastes like. You are pretty sure you've had bread.
Uh-huh.
You don't think this is bread, but they call it bread, and that's good enough. So, bread.
Okay.
Yeah. The bed is surprisingly comfortable to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like much, but it might just be the fact that either you're not sure if it's that there's not a lot of people who have been through here or that it's a lot of people who have been through here, but either way, the bed is very, very soft.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's either too few people at the inn or too many people at the inn have rendered a very soft bed.
Hmm, I dig it.
Yeah.
And then snuggle up for the night.
Snuggle up for the night. It's not a rooster that crows, but something crows in the morning.
I would love to hear your impression of this thing that crows. Are you sure that's not a rooster?
Could be.
Okay.
I would think it'd be...
I have never met a rooster that I recall, so I only know of their sound from legends.
The only rooster that I know of, and it is a legendary rooster, is Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Egghorn.
Foghorn Egghorn.
That's his wife.
I'm sorry, I'm including a character someone called Foghorn. That's going to be a thing now. I'm putting a note to myself to include a Foghorn.
All right.
Foghorn. I'll find a place to put Foghorn.
And you're going to be giggling about it whenever you name this character, and I will have forgotten this conversation completely. all right. Now, once that creature woke me up, I'm going to get up and get dressed and then head over to Robert's store.
All right. And as you are heading into Courier's General Market, you are pleasantly surprised by the fact that Courier looks at you and with a bright eyes, bright smiles, really positive attitude, he's like, Bronwyn! Welcome back! Very, very good to see you.
And I look behind me. Is there anybody behind me?
Yes, but it's a dude that seems to have absolutely no idea about why anyone's being called Bronwyn.
Okay, so he is not Bronwyn. Also, it's a lady's name. And as I'm thinking about it more, it kind of clicks, and I realize that, no, I am Bronwyn.
Yep, that is those are true statements.
My name is Bronwyn Rivers, I remember all of a sudden.
Yep. And while you were at it, is there anything else that you happen to remember about yourself? Anything that feels true about Bronwyn Rivers? We'll treat this as part of a delayed belated character creation element. because I originally thought that you were going to discuss more about the character with me, and that would have been kind of your opportunity to include things like I would pitch you a couple of basic ability options, and then you never picked up on any of it, and I was like, all right, we'll try that another time. Yeah. when you land on your name.
For my abilities, I have can use Kruer.
Correct.
What kind of things should I remember? Do you mean like things about my history? Things about things I like? Things I can do?
History, things you like. Shit like that. Things you can do are a little bit more iffy because... Mm-hmm. It would need to be something that I would have to either approve of or be like, no. That's too powerful for you. give daddy the explosives.
Okay, so as my name comes back to me, I also like have some memories come flooding in. And I remember my childhood and teenage years spent... in a little homestead in the mountains, my father was a woodsman, and I would spend my time, you know, exploring, and climbing trees and looking in caves and crossing rivers and all kinds of fun and exciting things like that.
Okay. So a lot of that, thankfully, would go some way towards explaining the delve skill.
Kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Trying to think, I want to try and translate that into some type of general ability as well. Abilities usually are things that sort of will play on the meta of the game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that exploring nature can reduce psyche damage.
Okay.
Or psyche stress, I should say. And I'm going to call it Naturalist. So if you want to, you can just write down naturalist.
I wrote the whole thing. Exploring nature can reduce psyche stress.
Aw, he's so good.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think we're going to call it there for today.
Yeah. So, how'd you like it? Still hammering things out, but I think you're finding sort of the groove a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit. It seems a lot of luck and a lot less skill.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it is more about organic storytelling. It's going to sound bad. There's less game in this than there is in Mythos. Mythos was much more game that happened to have a lot of story attached to it.
Uh-huh.
This is much more about telling a story that just happens to have a game sort of splintered on that guides the story.
Uh-huh.
Which, for the purposes of a podcast, I think is incidentally a good thing, though. Because it means that it's less likely you're going to eat shit and die.
That is ideal. I'm not really looking forward to the inevitable next death I have to deal with.
Yep.
All right, so... if you want to tweet at us about anything in the show, you can tweet at the show in general at Midtown Mythos, or you can tweet at Null at MXM Null, or you can tweet at me at Brannigan Star with two R's.
If you're going to tweet at me though, make it nice things. If you need to complain, do it to one of the other ones, please.
Or, send it to Null via email at Midtown. Well, I guess you don't have to put at in front of an email, but the email address is midtownmailbag@gmail.com. But again, only be nice to Null.
I'm sensitive and delicate, like a little flower covered in bugs.
He is. Then there's also a Facebook page, which is, Midtown Mythos. And, there's a Patreon, which isn't Midtown Mythos. It's Stars and Void Productions, because we do another show also.
Or just Stars and Void.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Stop it.
No.
Stars and Void Patreon has a whole bunch of different tiers, so if you want to just support Mythos, you can. If you want to just support our other podcast, Longshot Club, you can. If you want to support both, you can. With Longshot Club, it is kind of a movie podcast. We talk about everything with my, wonderfully, unbelievably patient fiance, Ellie. She is a sweet bean.
Yeah. And we've watched, all kinds of movies, everything from, the greatest feminist movie of our time, Legally Blonde, to movies like Final Destination, or
Grave of the Fireflies, the most depressing movie of our time.
Yeah, of all time.
That too.
Yeah.
The only film so far to make me literally break down while trying to eat a delicious dessert biscuit.
If you have a dying need to get some Midtown Mythos, get your fix, if you're addicted and you're mad because this show is not playing the game Midtown Mythos right now, you can hit me up on our Discord, where I'm running my own session of Midtown Mythos. That's still Midtown Mythos. You can find a link to the Discord either on Twitter or on Facebook. If you can't find it, you can shoot me a DM and I will link you to the Discord.
I'm also going to go ahead and throw this in. You can, like, swap it back around to back when we were talking about the Patreon. I've got a thing on the Patreon where it is little solo adventures of Midtown Mythos that I've been running, like, once every, like, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like being unbelievably patient for those actually show up on the $1 tier. I don't really care too much about them, so I just throw them up there because I do them for my own enjoyment.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say you don't care about them, but the idea isn't that you're doing them for money, would be the more accurate statement.
Yeah, I'm not doing them because I particularly am super desperate to put them in front of people. Mm-hmm. I'm just sharing them because people seem to enjoy reading them, and it's nice to put some attention on the solo RPG community.
Yeah, they're a fun thing that you did, and you thought, hey, maybe somebody else might enjoy these stories.
Yeah.
Music credit. Believe it or not, we are using Nine Inch Nails for music. Trent Reznor, always the innovator. He did a number of songs where they are in the
Creative Commons.
Creative Commons, yeah.
Yeah, the Ghosts albums, specifically we're using Ghosts 214, I think it's called, or maybe it's 14.2, I can't remember. He gave them weird names. They're just numbers. But as long as we give them credit in the thing and in the notes and make sure that the thing is available to fuck with and manipulate, so you can make it sound like I'm just talking about farts the entire time. That's legal.
You are talking about farts the entire time.
No, I'm talking about breasts and penises all the time. That was literally the first, like, 10 minutes of the episode is breasts and penises.
This is true.
Yeah.
I don't remember the breasts.
You were talking about holes, so I think that was distracting you.
Generally, those are not
breasts. Holes.
Yes.
Breasts are not holes. Holes are not breasts. Anyway, so, if you want to horribly distort the audio on this, that's technically legal to do. Thank you, Trent Reznor, for that.
Yes, because part of the agreement, well, not agreement, but part of the deal with using these Creative Commons songs is the content they're being used in also has to be Creative Commons. So.
Yeah. So, this episode is Creative Commons. Go nuts. Make it sound like we're talking about farts.
Anyway, tell your friends, tell your wife. They're podcasting everybody out here.
I mean, I think everyone should have a man crush on Pedro Pascal, including you.
I do.
A documented not man.
You know what? Documents can be changed.
terrifying, but accurate.
Yes. I could take away your manhood with a stroke of a pen, and I can...
Or the stroke of a sword.
Yes. And I can give myself manhood, if I so choose, with the stroke of a pen.
Or the stroke of a scalpel.
I don't know if science has gotten that far yet, but
it's not too far off.
Yeah,
yay for bottom surgery.
Yeah,
but that's neither here nor there.
Nope. You were thinking and I got bored.